Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha Shlach, that is Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. And we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu sent spies, one representative from each Shevet, to scope out Eretz Yisrael in preparation of their imminent arrival. And says the Pasuk, Vayalu Vayisuas Aretz, and they went up and they spied out the land, Midbar Tzin ad Ruchayv Levay Chamas, from Midbar Tzin until Ruchayv Levay Chamas, Vayalu Banegev, and they went up from the south, Vayavay at Chevron, and he came to Chevron, Visham Achimon Shesha Vitalmai Yelide Anak, and over there were Achimon Shesha and Talmai, the offspring of the giant, and Chevron was built 7 years before Tzion of Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. They went along the length and the width of its borders, like the Greek letter Gamma, which is like our letter L. They went across the southern border from the southeastern part to the southwestern corner, like Moshe had commanded them. Go up from the south. From the southeastern border up until the sea, Shahayam hu gvol maravi, because the sea is the southwestern border. Umisham chazir v'holchu kol gvol maravi al svasayam ad levay chamas. From there, they went across the entire western border up the coast all the way to levay chamas. Shehu etzal har har b'miktzay maravi svinus. That's by har har, which is in the top left corner. That's northwest. K'mashim fresh b'gvulas Eretz Yisrael, but parshas elamase. Chav Beis and Rashi tells us vayavay ad chevron, and he came to Chevron. It doesn't say they went to Chevron. It says he went to Chevron. Kalev vade halach sham. Only Kalev went there. And he davened by the kvarim of his forefathers, that's Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, so he shouldn't be swayed by his comrade's plot. It says, so the Pasuk told us, the Chevron was built 7 years before Tzion of Mitzrayim was built. So Rashi asks, is it possible that Cham, Noach's son, built the city of Chevron for his son, Kenan, who was his youngest son, before he built the city of Tzion for his son Mitzrayim, who was older than Kenan? It can't be. So how can we say that Chevron was built 7 years before Tzion of Mitzrayim? So Rashi answers, this is telling us that Chevron was actually seven times far more fertile than Tzion was. And the Pasuk is telling us how wonderful Eretz Yisrael is. There isn't a single area of Eretz Yisrael which has more rocky of a terrain than Chevron. That's why it's used to bury the dead, because it really wasn't such a wonderful part of Eretz Yisrael. And there isn't any other land outside Eretz Yisrael which is as great as Mitzrayim. Shenemar, it says, Kigan Hashem ke Eretz Mitzrayim. The garden of Hashem is like Mitzrayim. Mitzayin hi ha-mu'ula shev Eretz Mitzrayim. And Tzion is the greatest place within Eretz Mitzrayim. Shesham Moshev ha-malachim. That's where the kings would dwell. Shenemar, it says, Ki hayu b'tzayin sarav. And v'haysa Chevron taiva mimena shev ha-chalakim. Chevron was still seven times greater than Tzion of Mitzrayim. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayavayu ha-nachal Eshkol. And they came to Nachal Eshkol. Vayechersu misham zmayir v'eshkol anavim echad. And they cut from there a vine with a cluster of grapes, and they carried it on a pole with two, and from the pomegranates and from the figs. Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Zmaira, Soichas Gefen, Ve'eshkol Shal Anavim Taluiba. This is a branch of the vine with a cluster of grapes hanging on it. They carried it on a pole with two. From the fact that it says that they carried it on a pole, don't I know that two people carried it? Whenever you have a pole, so two people have to carry it. So why is it the Pasuk says that they carried it on a pole with two? So Rashi tells us, b'shnei maitas, they carried it on two poles. So ha-ketzad, how did this look? Shmeina natal eshkol. Eight people carried this cluster of grapes. Echad natal te'ena, one person carried a fig. Ve'echad rimein, one person carried a pomegranate. Yeshua v'kalev loy natal klom. Yeshua and kalev, they did not take anything. V'shea kol atzman l'hetzi dibo niskavnu, because the whole purpose why they took all these fruits is just to give a bad report. K'shem shepiri mushuna, kach ama mushuna. Just like its fruits are so strange, they're so great and huge, so to its nation is also different. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chavdal, l'makam ahu kar nachal eshkol. That place was called Nachal Eshkol, Al Aydas HaEshkol, Asher Karsu Misham B'nei Yisrael, because of this cluster of grapes that the B'nei Yisrael cut from there. By Yeshuv Mitur Aretz, and they returned from spying out the land, Miketz Arbaim Yoim, at the end of 40 days, which means it took them 40 days to go spy out the entirety of Eretz Yisrael. By Yelchu, by Havayu, by Moshe, by Al Aaron, by Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, and they went and they came to Moshe and Aaron, and the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael, Al Midbar Paran Kadesha, to Midbar Paran Kadesh, that's where they were, by Yeshivu Isam Davar, by Eskola Eda, and they brought back the report to them and to the entire assembly, by Ar Umas Priya Aretz, and they showed them the fruit of the land. Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavav, tells us, Vayelchu Vayavahu, Mahu Vayelchu, what does that mean? And they went and they came. It seems to be redundant. L'hakesh al-hechasen l'biyasen, to compare their going to Eretz Yisrael to their coming back from Eretz Yisrael. Ma biyasen be'itzara, just like when they came back, they did so with bad intention. Af al-hechasen be'itzara, so too when they went, they also had this bad intention. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayisapru lo'i vayayimru, and they told him and they said, Banu el arza sheshlachtanu, we came to the land to which you sent us. V'gamzav aschavu d'vashi v'zepiria, it's also flowing with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Efes ki az ha'am. However, but the nation is powerful. Hayeshev ha'aretz, that dwells in the land. Ve'ha'arim b'tzuras gedolos ma'ed, and the cities, they're fortified and they're very great. Ve'gam yilidei ha'anak ra'inu sham. We also saw the offspring of the giant over there. Amalek yeshev ba'aretz ha'negev. Amalek dwells in the south. Ve'chiti ve'yavusi ve'amori yeshev ba'har. The Chiti, Yavusi, and Amori, they dwell in the mountains. Ve'kanani yeshev al-yam. Kanani, they dwell by the sea, which is on the western border. And Valyana Yarden, they dwell all the way up until the Yarden, which is on the eastern border. So let's say Rashi over here, Pasuk of Zayin. Zavas chol v'davashi. Why is it they had to say about Eretz Yisrael that it's flowing with milk and honey? If they wanted to say something bad, why did they say something good? So Rashi explains, called Var Shekersh Ein Amir by Ktsas Emes Mitchilasei, anything which is not true, it's a falsehood that doesn't have a little bit of truth in it, Ein Miskayim B'Seifai, so it's not going to last in the end, no one's going to believe you at all. So therefore, they had to throw in a little bit of truth. Rashi Chavches, Bitsurais, Lashon Chayzek, this means that they're very strong. Bitargumai Krichan, Lashon Bironius Agulais, Lashon Rami Krich Agal. Chavtesen Rashi tells us, Amalek Yoshev, Lefisha Nichvu B'Amalek Fire, since they were already burned by Amalek. Amalek had already fought with them in the Midbar. His kiru miraglim kedel yaram. The miraglim mentioned them in order to frighten Klal Yisrael. Al yad hayarden yad kemashmai. This sounds like exactly like it is. Etzel hayarden, next to the Yarden. V'lois tachulavar, and we're not going to be able to cross over the Yarden. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed. Vayahas Kalev Esa Amel Meisha, and Kalev quieted the nation to Meisha. Vayarmani said, Alay nalav yirashna yisa. We will surely go up and conquer it. Ki yachal nuchala, because we surely are able to. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed. Vayahas Kalev hishtikas kulam. He quieted everyone. El Moshe to Moshe. What does that mean? To Moshe. L'shmai Mashi Daber Moshe. To hear what Moshe has to say. Tzavach v'Amr. He cried out and he said, "V'chi Zoybel Vad Asolanu Ben Amram." Is this the only thing Ben Amram, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, did to us? Hashemeh, the one that heard him say this, meaning all of the nation. Hayas Savor. They thought Shabbal Asaver Bignusai, that he's going to say something negative about Moshe Rabbeinu. Amitach Shaya Beliba Al Moshe B'Shvil Divrei Miraglim. And since they had something in their hearts against Moshe Rabbeinu, because what the Miraglim said, Shasku Kol L'shmai Gnusai. Everyone quieted down so they could hear something negative from Kalev. Amar. Now that he had everyone's attention, he said, "V'halay karlanu esayam." He split the sea for us. V'hard lanu saman. He brought the mun down for us. V'hegiz lanu v'saslav, and he brought the slav for us. Alay nala afilu b'shamayim, even up to shamayim. V'hu aimer asu sulamis v'alu sham natzlich b'chol devarav. We are going to be successful in everything. Skip the next Rashi and go back to pasuk lamed aleph. V'anoshem ashar olu imay amru, and the men that went up with him said, "Loinu chalalos elam ki chazaku imenu." We will not be able to go up to the nation because they're stronger than us. V'yitziu dibas haaretz asher taru I saw, and they brought forth a negative report about the land that they went through it. El Bnei Yisrael lemar to Bnei Yisrael, saying, Ha'aretz asher avarnu v'ala surai saw, the land that we passed through it to spy it out. Eretz acheles yeshvehi, it's a land which consumes its inhabitants. V'chal am asher inu b'saicha anshe midais, and all the nation that we saw inside of it, there were men of great proportions, meaning they were huge. V'shamar inu is hanafilim b'nei anok b'nei hanafilim, and there we saw the nefilim, the son of the giant of the nefilim. V'anihi b'einenu kachagavim, and we were in our eyes like grasshoppers. V'chein ha'inu b'einehem, and we were also in their eyes like grasshoppers. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Chazakum imenu, kiviyachol klapei ma'al amru. Kiviyachol, they were talking about Hashem, that the nation is too strong for Hashem to conquer. Pasuk Lamed Bezin Rashi, Achelos Yeshvel, it consumes its inhabitants. What does that mean? B'chol makam shervarnu mitzonim kavir mesim. Every place we passed through, we saw them burying dead people, so it must be that this is a land where people just die all the time. B'kadosh Baruch Hu asa l'tayva, but Hashem did this for their good. K'dei l'tardam be'evlam, so they should be so busy in their avelos and burying their dead, v'lo yitnu lev le'elu, and they wouldn't be able to pay attention to these strange miraglim that are coming to spy out their land. Anche midas gedol mugvayim, they're large and very tall. Vitzarich lasis lahem mida, we have to give them some sort of measurement. Kegain golias gavay sheish amis vezeres mechin ish madain ish mida. Pasuk lamed gimel and Rashi tells us hanafilim anokim emnei sham chazai v'azol shenaflim in hashemayim. This is talking about the giants from the sons of sham chazai and azol. They had fallen from shemayim b'mei dar enosh in the times of enosh. V'cheinu yinu beinayim, we were also in their eyes like grasshoppers. How do they know that? Shamanu ayim zel azeh, we heard them saying one to another. Nimalim yesh bakram kanashim, there's little ants inside the vineyard that look just like men. Anak, why is a giant called an anak, which is also another word for a necklace? Shemanikim cham bekaymasan, because they wear the sun as a necklace. They're so tall, it looks like the sun is a necklace around their neck. Back to Chumash, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vatisa kol ha'eda vayitnu es kailam, and the entire assembly raised their voice, vayivku am balailahu, and the nation cried on that night. Rashi Pasuk Aleph tells us, kol ha'eda, Sanhedrius is even talking about the members of Sanhedrin, the important people of Klal Yisrael. Back to Chumash, Pasuk Beis, vayiloinu al Moshe v'al Aaron, kol b'nei Yisrael, and all of b'nei Yisrael complained to Moshe and Aaron, vayemru aleim kol ha'eda, and the entire assembly told them, lumasnu be'eretz Mitzrayim, oy b'midbar zeh lumasnu, halavai we would have died in Mitzrayim, or at least in this midbar. Why is Hashem bringing us his land just to fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be for plunder. It would be much better for us to go back to Mitzrayim. And one man said to his brother, let's appoint a leader and go back to Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet, Nitna Rosh, Kitargumai Nimane Resha, Nasim Aleinu Melech. Let's appoint a king for ourselves to go back to Mitzrayim. Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, Lashen Avodah Selilim, and Chazal Darshan, that they were actually referring to Havayda Zara. Back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, Vayipol Moshe v'Aaron al Panim, and Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces, Lifnei Kol Kal Adas B'nei Yisrael, in front of the entire assembly of the congregation of B'nei Yisrael. Vayishua Benun, Mekalav Ben Yifuna, Min Hatar Mes Haaretz, and Yishua Benun, and Mekalav Ben Yifuna, there were those that scoped out the land. Karu Bigdehem, they tore their garments. Vayayimro Kal Adas B'nei Yisrael Lamor, and they said the entire assembly of B'nei Yisrael, saying, Haaretz Asher Avarnu Balasur Isa, Taiva Haaretz Ma'ad Ma'ad, the land that we went to scope it out, it's very, very good. Now we're going to stop over here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the third Aliyah, which is right in the middle of what Yeshua ben Nun and Kalev ben Yifuna were saying to Klal Yisrael to try to convince them that really Eretz Yisrael is wonderful and that they didn't have to worry about anything. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.